Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. This is episode 3. Anything that you'd like to say before we get started?
No.
Okay. So this one is from Proud System 7898. The title is, I think I want to end my engagement, but I don't know for sure. ... I, male 32-year-old, have been with my partner, female 29-year-old, for 5 years, and we just got engaged last year with the intention to marry next May. The thing is, I have had kind of a light bulb moment and realized that we aren't really right for each other.
Momentito, por favor. Can you start over?
You bet.
I have ADD.
You bet. Okay. So the title is, I think I want to end my engagement, but I just don't know for sure.
Gotcha. Okay.
So this guy is a 32-year-old male. He's been with his partner, who's a 29-year-old female, okay, for 5 years. We recently got engaged last year with the intention to marry next May.
No kidding.
The thing
you're
is,
intending to marry?
Yes. Engaged to marry.
With the intention of getting married. That's a stall tactic.
You can tell a lot from how someone phrases a sentence.
Yeah.
The thing is, I kind of have had a light bulb moment and realized that we aren't really right for each other.
Oh my god.
We don't talk other than how was your day, look how cute the dog is. We don't really hang out, we don't even have sex anymore. She's so excited about the wedding and marriage and kids that I get the feeling she's more interested in that than me as a person.
Ooh.
Although I'm certain she would not admit it. I do think she would be completely devastated though. Without asking me, she moved her massive brother, just out of prison, into our small house. He has no car or job, so he is here literally 24/7. So I don't know how to have the chat.
Well, that's a mitigating factor, I'm sure.
So I don't know how to have the chat, because I'm not sure he'll beat the shit out of me if he finds out. I know why we got together and why we have stayed together. She's nice, and the relationship was easy. We got along. But I don't know if I want nice and easy. I want someone who I can open up to and who will do the same with me.
Yeah. Poor guy.
The more I think about the chat, I'm nervous how it will go, and the more time goes on, I'm even more nervous and worried the chat will go well.
Ooh, so I guess okay. It won't go well.
I don't even know if I want it to go well. I'm feeling pressured and confused. I have found myself attracted to someone at work. Not because they're the most beautiful person, but because I can be honest and just be myself around them and still get an answer and no judgment. This is as bad as I've ever felt in my life.
Oh, my God.
Any advice from anyone?
Well, I would not get married, for starters. That's really rude to move in a brother from prison, fresh out of prison.
Apparently.
I'd love to know why he was in
massive.
Prison.
He's massive.
Yeah. Into the house?
Yeah.
She didn't even ask?
There was no description there. It just says she recently...
Well, this is easy. I mean, you have to talk to her, but you know what he ought to do? He ought to find a place to go, to make sure that he can get out of there if he's afraid of this guy. Like, he's got to rent a place, stay with a friend or family member, maybe someone she doesn't know that well, and not have the talk there. Have it somewhere else. Because, especially when the brother's there, unless, you know, he knows the brother's going to be gone. You know, that's fine.
Says the ex-con has no car or job, so he's here literally 24/7.
Well, then you can't have that talk there. You have to go somewhere else. So, you know, maybe I don't know. It depends on your parents. But if he has some parents or some, you know, maybe some people that are neutral-ish. That I know that doesn't sound like they'd be neutral, but sometimes, you know, you get along with the parents, and it's also not a bad idea because they're going to be older, and maybe she might be less inclined to flip out. But it would also be intimate. It would be a safe place. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's got to make sure he doesn't get beaten up. He shouldn't get beaten up.
No.
That's like a dumb reason to beat someone up.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing he could do is marry her under false pretenses. If he feels this way, he can't help that.
Yeah.
You don't pretend.
Yeah.
But the way to do it is to tell the truth. The truth is, if he has any doubts, how is that going to be good for her?
Right.
He didn't want to have doubts. He didn't choose to have doubts. He just started to have doubts.
Right.
So that is not his fault. It will hurt her. She'll get mad. But so would anyone. They do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to mean much. You don't have to take it. Don't take it to heart. It's just a, you know what her, she's got an idea of marriage more than she does the desire to be married. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
To this person. Mm-hmm. And he's being honest with himself. Mm-hmm. And he's not cheating.
Yeah.
And before he does, you know, he's got to do this. And that would be the right thing to do. And the classy thing to do. Mm-hmm. And she might not get it now, but she'll appreciate it later.
Right.
And he doesn't want to hurt her more. Mm-hmm. He wants to hurt her less.
Yes.
So this, no matter what she says, the truth is you have to tell her. Mm-hmm. What kind of an asshole would you be if you didn't? And you can say it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be such an asshole if I just let this happen. Mm-hmm. This is, I mean, for him, I mean, what I would say is, like, if I don't do this now, you would rather me do it later? What kind of a jerk would I be? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be worse for you?
Yeah.
And me? Mm-hmm. I didn't want to feel this. I don't know why I feel this, but I feel this. Mm-hmm. And I am sorry, but I'm not going to pretend I don't, because that's not right for me or for you. Mm-hmm. And it certainly wouldn't be right for any children we have, or it's going to get worse and worse and uglier and uglier. I can see it now. I need to at least take a break. Mm-hmm. You could always just say that. Let's take a break. Mm-hmm. And he could be honest about the fact that, look, the situation in the house is, I'm not comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. But not saying that that is the main reason. These feelings were there. But I think that if you say something like, you know, you're nice, and we get along, she might not feel that way. She might really love you, or she might really be attracted to you, or uh-huh. I don't know, the sex thing, that's, I don't know that that means she's not attracted to him, not at all. But for a man, it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So that might mean more to him, and mm-hmm. and for her, it might not mean as much mm-hmm. in terms of how much she loves him. Mm-hmm. But however much a person loves you, if you don't love them the same way, you don't stay with them, because it will hurt them mm-hmm. more. You're not a hero, and you're not trying to be. And you don't have to paint yourself as a hero. You're just a human being, okay? Mm-hmm. And you have every right to do this. And of course it will be ugly. And of course she'll be hurt. Mm-hmm. But she would be so much more hurt later. And that's what you tell yourself when she lashes out, or when something goes wrong, or if everyone gets mad at you. You remember, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. You can't help that.
Yeah.
If she lashes out, I understand that, because I think that anybody does. They don't want to. Mm-hmm. There's so much
emotion.
Yeah, that it, sometimes it comes out that way, and I would not take that personally. Mm-hmm. Of course, if that big ex-con, like, that's scary.
Yeah.
But that's stupid. Why would she do that? I mean, that's dumb. Why do you, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she did discuss it with you, but she shouldn't have.
No.
That's not appropriate.
No, it's not.
That's no way to start a marriage.
No.
That's weird.
Yes, it is.
But that aside, I wouldn't say so much about, she's going to probably ask you, don't you love me? Don't you? Just say, yes, I love you. I have love for you. Of course I do. I will always love you as a, but I don't know if I'm ready for this. Mm-hmm. You know, be careful with what you tell her, because she'll really use it against you, because that's, and I, maybe I would too. I don't know. It might hurt me more. If you hear it that way, and you hear it, oh, you know, that's the most, I think, humiliating part, I think, for anybody, even women. I don't think women, maybe guys don't consider this, but it's not that they're petty as much as they are. That will humiliate them. Mm-hmm. If they think that you're not attracted to them, or they don't think that they're mm-hmm. lovable, or, you know, it isn't a matter of that. You can love someone. It isn't that as much as it is other things. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to know, but you can know you're not sure, and you know that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And you have every right to not want to do this. And yes, it'll be ugly. Let it be ugly. It'll be ugly temporarily. It'll feel like forever, but it won't be. Mm-hmm. And you've got to let that happen. I think you have to do it. And I would just be careful about when she, is it someone else? Don't talk about the girl. I would say, do not talk about the person you're attracted to.
Right.
I just wouldn't do that.
No.
That's like salt in a wound. It's not necessary. That's my opinion. I don't think that helps. You may end up being not attracted to her after this pain in your life is over.
Right.
It don't bring that up. That will make her crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the, don't do that. That's, I would just say that's a no-no.
Right.
Not necessary. You don't have to tell her that part. Because it's not what she's thinking.
Right.
What you're feeling is not what she's going to be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling. She's going to make more of it.
Yes.
So don't let her. Yeah. Don't mention that part. Don't get lured into it either, because it's not true. You're not cheating. You're not doing anything. It's yeah. very natural to have that, and that doesn't have to mean anything. So yes. It should not be used against you. And, you know, that would be very easy if you were hurt to throw that back in someone's face, right?
Yes.
Of course it would. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Just protect yourself. Also, the things you say in the what is that? The we get along, it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make, like, to her that will feel demeaning. Even if it might be true, I know there's more to it than that, but saying it that way will make it seem like there isn't. I know there is.
Yes.
She won't.
Yes.
I am a girl.
Yeah.
So that's going to make her feel demeaned.
Yes.
So I would say definitely don't say that either.
Yeah.
Say the things that are actually probably true, but maybe not in the way you might normally think to say them. If you want to soften the blow a little, even if she's screaming, I'm telling you, that's still going to soften the blow. It would be a louder scream. I would say, like, don't say it that way. I'd say, look, it's been very meaningful to me, but I am not. Don't let her use your words against you either. Yeah. Don't fall for it. She will, but just ignore that part. Understand what you're saying, why you're saying it, because I know it meant something to you. Of course it did. But you're saying it in a way that communicates why you feel you need to get out of it.
Yes.
Don't do it that way with her so much. I think it's harder for her.
Yes.
In that regard. And so to make it easier on you
mm-hmm.
and on her, say that it was meaningful. Of course it was. And you'll always mean something to me.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause in some way she will.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she needs to feel that that's true, maybe a little more than you do right now.
Right.
Just to soften it. I think that's best for her
mm-hmm.
and for you. And it's very easy for people to get lured into elaborating. And you don't have to. You absolutely don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just say, I don't know. And you're allowed to say that, no matter what she says. And try not to hate her for what she says, really. Because I know that's such a heightened state. And try not to hate her for that. Try not to take that too seriously. I would say people react. They do. That doesn't mean they... That's more of a reaction than an actual response or a thought out, you know, reflected upon set of words. It's usually the worst.
Certainly.
And it's just anger and hurt and humiliation. There's a lot of humiliation when you get dumped.
Yes.
On both sides.
Yeah.
So if that helps, I would think that might help with the breaking up part, the chat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a chat. It's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And you'll feel better once you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you are safe.
Yeah.
That you have a place to stay afterwards, that this guy can't come and hurt you. I mean that. Like, that's ridiculous. Even the fact that you feel that that's even a threat, is kind of, what's wrong? I mean, that's messed up.
Yes, it is.
What the hell? You have a right to your feelings. You know, it's hurting you too. You're miserable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's, you can't be forced into a, denying what you feel, but it's a real fine line between, like, being specific to the point of hurting someone needlessly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a fine line, and if you screw it up, you screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
You tried.
Yeah.
In the end, all that matters is that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't owe that person anything with regard to being in a relationship like that with them. If you, that's a sacred thing. You don't want to do that if you don't feel it.
Okay, so this person, Demon Doggo 99. So are you ready for the next question? I didn't
yeah.
ask you. Okay.
Oh, it's like a faucet. It's always running.
Well, this next one is from Demon Doggo 99. Title is my girlfriend losing interest or is my timing just bad?
Hmm.
My girlfriend and I have been together since this June. No ages given.
This past June?
So I'm guessing June 2021, so
okay.
like 6 months.
Boy, the age would help here.
Certainly.
Like, if you're 40 and this has been going on since June, if you're 30, if you're 15,
yeah.
it's like,
yeah, it
well, that's
really...
like a portion of your entire life, you know?
Well.
A really big portion.
There's mention of school, so I'm guessing they're either college age or teenagers. And with the username Demon Doggo, I'm going to guess they're between like 15 and 21.
Okay.
That's, yeah. Oh, I guess if it's Demon Doggo 99, maybe he was born in 99.
Okay.
And that would make him 22.
Okay, that's about right. Let's guess we'll go with that.
Okay. So, I don't know. My girlfriend and I have been together since this June. While we went on several dates in the earlier days of our relationship, things have gotten weird lately. I've tried to ask her on dates several times, but she's always been busy that day.
Wait, is that his girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, that's sweetie. He asked her on dates.
Several days, she Sweet. Said she had to work or had plans, which she didn't specify. And most recently, she said she was very sick despite being in school and perfectly fine until that day. Also, she has never tried to ask me on a date. It's always just I ask and she says no.
Is that his girlfriend?
Yes.
Maybe she doesn't know they're going out.
Has she lost interest in me, or do I just always ask the worst times?
You have to ask her. Just ask her.
Uh-huh.
You have every right to ask her.
Uh-huh.
She can always say nothing. And if she doesn't, it's your choice. Mm-hmm. If you don't like that, you don't have to put up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sounds kind of weird to me, too.
Yeah.
So I doubt it's a coincidence. Maybe there's something going on in her life. It might not have anything to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might. Or it might have something to do with someone else. It depends on how old they are, too.
Yeah.
But ask. Just ask her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. It's like, just learn how to do that. Because it's going to get you where you need to go faster.
Right.
And her. And if you're confused, then you need to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, whenever you find the right person, that's not going to probably happen too much. I think that kind of communication, and if this guy's young, then that's nothing. That doesn't mean anything. They're still young, and that will change. But in general, you'll find that those are not the problems you'll have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, you want to know how to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no reason for him to have to sit and try to guess. If he's guessing, then maybe he has a reason to guess, and that's not really the best.
Yeah.
I would want to know. I would ask. I'd be afraid of the answer if I really liked the person.
Yeah.
So that would be the only thing delaying me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're young like that, sometimes you need that delay. Mm-hmm. You don't want to let go just yet, you know?
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
As long as you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you're going to have to ask, unless she changes. Maybe it's nothing.
Right.
But I would think I wouldn't probably do that if I wanted to keep someone interested in me.
No,
I wouldn't keep saying no.
I wouldn't either.
If I was interested in them.
Yeah, and if there was
something else might be going on.
If there was a mitigating circumstance, I'd probably express that, though. It'd be more like, yeah, I'm very sorry.
But you don't know that, though.
Yeah, that's
oh, you
true.
Mean if you ask? If you ask, yes.
Well, if the guy...
But if she's young, she may not even have been through something like that before.
Right,
you know, if something's going on with her family, or maybe she's never been through that. Or maybe she's not comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she has to learn, you know, how to do that. Maybe it's just something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I told you, my best friend, her father, had cancer for ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't find out till he died.
Right.
When he died, she told me the whole story.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured... What's interesting about that was I knew it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about him being ill, but that day, I remember, I said it out loud. I said, I wonder if her father died.
When she was gone from
yes.
school?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I completely dismissed it. And her father died. I got home and my mom's like, her father died. I was so like, what?
So you went to school. Your friend wasn't at school.
Yeah, we were juniors in high school.
Okay.
She wasn't there, and I said, I wonder if her father died.
Go ahead.
Just like out of nowhere. That happens.
Uh-huh.
And her father died.
And so you went...
Yeah, is that weird? That's a little weird. And if that hadn't happened more times than just that, and it has since, for sure, I wouldn't... I just dismissed it until a few hours later. And I'm like, huh? I was sort of in shock for a lot of reasons, because she didn't say a peep. So some people just are not... That's their personality.
Right.
And they have to learn.
Yeah.
They have to learn through someone else. I mean, that's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't assume anything. I would just ask, but be prepared for the answer you don't want.
That's good advice, I think.
And then know it's okay. It's mm-hmm. okay. You'll find someone. You don't want to be with someone who's not interested in being with you.
No,
you don't. You might have to take some time to get over them, mm-hmm. but you will get over them.
Right.
All you have to do is think about, what's it like when I'm not interested in someone and they're interested in me? It's flattering, but it's not a challenge. So don't do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
You don't need to be that person. You're not desperate.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's good advice. That was a fast one. It was a short question, so.
Well, I hope it's good advice.
I think so.
Well, I don't have to hope. I know it is. It works. Because you can't control what another person's going to do, how they're going to react. But you can look at the basics of what you're doing. Think, how would I want to be treated? Would it be hard? Yeah. Would I react? Probably. But sometimes that's not something you need to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
These difficult situations aren't pleasant, but they're not necessarily unwarranted or useless. They're very useful. Yeah. You learn so much from those experiences.
Certainly.
And a lot of people are very afraid that they can't handle things,
mm-hmm.
that they're built to handle.
Right.
Just because you're emotional or upset doesn't mean you're going to stay that way. Life isn't meant to be easy.
No, it's not.
So stop trying to make it easy. But know that it's not going to be a very rich experience if it isn't challenging.
Yes.
It's challenging, but it's not hard. It's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, and it's supposed to be. Or you get nowhere. You're just going to be an idiot your whole life.
Yeah.
Nothing challenged you to be better, to dig deep, to see what you're made of, or to fall apart, think you're done, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
You won't know what you're capable of. You won't take on bigger challenges. You won't push yourself. And you won't feel that feeling of, like, wow, I never thought I could do that, and look at me now. Like, there's nothing better than that.
No, there isn't.
That is that's called confidence. People are riding on ego right now,
mm-hmm.
and that is a flimsy substitute for confidence, which you build through experiences like the one that he's describing, that he's very understandably not looking forward to, but who is, but, you know, we got to do it.
Yeah.
It builds character.
Yes, it does.
It's okay. And it's okay to be hurt, feel like you'll never get over it, because you do get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lesson in itself that cannot be replaced by anything else.
Yeah.
No quick fix is going to replace that kind of a lesson. So don't run from those moments. Don't seek them, but don't run from them. When they have to happen, you try to do the best you can to be sensitive, and then at some point, you've done all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing to do. We have to. We have to relate to each other.
Yeah, we do.
It gives the relationship more depth.
Yes.
And how you deal with relationships gives you much more depth. It makes you much more sure of what you're looking forward to. I mean, you won't know if you don't have hard times or difficult challenges. It's just, this world we're living in now is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad to me. It's like, you don't want to be rid of challenges. You want to learn. You want to grow. You want to be humbled.
Yes.
Life will humble you, and you have to let it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever think it won't.
Yes.
And that won't make you weak. It will make you human. But this builds confidence, which is something that can't be wiped out by one insult,
mm-hmm.
the way ego can.
Yes.
So these things are really important, and no one likes it. And anyone who does usually has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They might have grown up with a lot of conflict and are addicted to it. That's different. Anyway. It's like a faucet.
Well, it makes all makes sense to me.
I don't know what's coming out of the faucet, but it is a faucet.
Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. This is a bit of a long one, so hunker down.
Okay.
Posted by Hot Summer 62.
Whoa. Hot Summer?
Yeah, it's S-U-M-A, so Suma.
Okay.
Hot Suma.
Okay.
I'm reading it like Hot Summer.
Okay, Hot Suma.
The title is my girlfriend, 31-year-old female, demanding too much, or is it expected of me, 30-year-old male? Question mark. Okay, so
just, is it expected of me? Just imagine.
Is it expected of me by the entity outside of me?
That's, yeah, it's like, well, you kind of get to decide this,
yeah.
too. But I get what he's saying. No, I've had that same question.
No, certainly, that's why it's
many
funny.
Times.
That's why
yeah.
it's funny. It's like, is this what
oh,
I have to
yeah,
do now?
Exactly. Like, everything. My job, it's like, is this what they do? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Oh, was that? Did did I just do the thing that I've seen other people do? Is that what that feels like? Yeah. Oh, that's not what I thought it would be.
Right.
I don't feel as great as I thought I would if I looked like, if I was the person doing that thing that, oh, it's this. I still feel like I'm 7. But.
So is my girlfriend demanding too much or is it expected of me? My girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years, living together for 2. I have a steady income in IT. She's been without work for 1.5 years now.
Jeez, that sucks.
She had 2 jobs before that.
Whoa.
First one for about 1 year, then the contract ran out and wasn't renewed.
Contract.
Second one, she was let go within probation period. From that point on, she quote-unquote realized that the stress of a salary position wouldn't be for her, so she went into network marketing about 3 months ago to become independent.
Oh.
While she worked, we split our bills according to the income ratio, approximately 60% for me. When she received unemployment benefits for a few months, my share for the bills went to around 80%. And after that, I took care of all shared bills, specific items for herself she got using her savings. I was happy to do so because she seemed to be suffering from some kind of minor depression regarding her first 2 job experiences. Giving her time to relax and go slow that's about sweet. Finding another job that suits her.
That's very sweet.
But then came the aforementioned network marketing.
Uh-oh.
She's been out of benefits for about 1 year now, and it's been putting a strain on my own savings. Additionally, she switched her diet to 95% vegan, making grocery shopping more expensive, and now she's putting most of her savings into network marketing, buying samples and vouchers.
Wait, what's network marketing?
I think it's like multi-level marketing.
Oh, no!
Yes, that's what I think he's describing.
Oh, crap.
Some of the samples and vouchers she uses herself, some she tries to resell, hoping to get commission on future purchases.
What the?
I don't see her making a profit with network marketing anytime soon, maybe never, but she stays adamant and calls me out for not siding with her dream to build her own business. And if I
build a business, but don't do that. That's not building a business.
And if I think that's the pitch they use. Do you want to be your own boss?
Yeah, that's
do
like,
you want to be your
that's
own
being
business?
Screwed over.
Yeah. And if I love her, I should do everything in my power to help her succeed.
That's what you're doing.
Even though she already lost some friends by trying to get them quote-unquote hooked on her products.
Oh, boy.
She wants to go on vacation once 1 year, expecting me to pay for everything.
No, 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 no.
This is my first real relationship. Everything else lasted nothing than a few months and never moved in together.
Oh, God. Get it. No.
So I'm a lot more anxious about this whole ordeal. Should I be 100% behind my girlfriend, even though I think her behavior is stupid?
No, because
savings?
That's not being 100% behind anybody. Yeah. If you see them doing something stupid and it's hurting you.
Should I drain my savings in the process to save a 3-year-long relationship or part ways with her?
Part ways with her or figure out what's going on with her. Like, why isn't she receptive?
Mm-hmm.
If her friends are walking away, what does she expect? And she has no right to expect you to do these things for her.
Yeah.
If she's taking your money, she should be open to your thoughts. And if you love her, you do have to tell her that you think this is not going well.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. That's the right thing to do. That is supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have to see it that way. That's such a manipulation.
It is, yeah.
100% behind me. If you're doing something stupid that's going to hurt you and is hurting me, no.
Push her off the cliff. You're 100% behind her. Like it just
exactly.
Seems, yeah.
It's like, no. No, to be 100% supportive of your partner is to want what's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not dictate what's best for them, but to want what's best for them. You're going to know that by how they act, how they feel, how you feel, how they treat their friends, how they are. What's different? Are they depressed? She sounds a little moody, a little pissy. It seems unreasonable to go vegan now when that's very expensive.
Yeah.
And it's his money.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that she's being supportive of him.
No.
I think that he's being supportive of her and she's not at all being supportive of him.
Right.
Sounds like she was good at first.
Yeah.
Very fair. They seem very fair. It seems like that started out really well.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to hell. And maybe she is depressed. Maybe if you don't want to end it, you can at least approach her with, you seem different, you're depressed, this isn't going well.
Mm-hmm.
You have, if you've given her warnings, then, you don't have to stay in that. That's nuts. Everyone knows what that is by now. Nexium, come on.
The Mary Kay.
All of these things? Yes. It's a pyramid scheme.
Absolutely.
But if it isn't, if it's not benefiting her yet, if these people, it sounds like a con.
Oh, absolutely. Like the idea that she thinks that she's going to be her own business owner. I mean, that's like,
she can, but that's not how you do it.
That's parroting the hook of the scheme.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is sad.
No, that's something that she can do. I mean, if she drops this thing and decides to actually pursue something of her own, maybe, you know, but if she's not even being receptive,
yeah,
and she's just using your money and you're feeling the strain and you've expressed this and she's not receptive, then why would you want to live with her?
Yeah, that's...
And why would she expect you to?
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? That's not fun for him. No. What's he supposed to do? A miserable existence.
Pay for her vegan cheese and vacation.
Hell no. Yeah. That's rude.
And her makeup samples.
I don't do that when I'm depressed. I don't just, like, take money from people and then make them do things for me.
No,
I don't do that with my depression. And I have that.
Yeah.
I do have depression. And but I didn't, I am on medication for that. But it kind of saved me. But I never did that. I wouldn't, like, do that. That's not, like... That's just selfish.
Yeah, that's...
And I don't know. You didn't marry her.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to get her act together. She has no right to depend on you.
No.
Emotionally, for some things, like, it's 50-50. Sometimes it's 100. Yeah, I know. But not like this. I would never do that. I would feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't like myself.
No, and it doesn't sound like she feels good about herself.
No, I think you ought to... I mean, if it's stay or move on, I'd move on.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't, you know, maybe he can work his way to that, but.
Yeah. I think that's good. Sorry. I think that's good advice.
Yeah, thanks.
She's making faces at me to move on.
No, you just kind of, I don't know. You're like, I don't know. Like, you're zoning out. It's okay.
I was just thinking, like, how did she fall for the multi-level marketing thing? Like, that...
Some people, they don't...
I was just kind of thinking about that.
You've got to do some independent research. Look at all sides.
How are you your own business owner if you're selling a pre-made product and you're, like, trying to get other people to buy into the product that you have to pay for to sell?
Well,
like,
maybe she's ignorant.
That's...
But I think people have to stop being ignorant.
Yeah, I mean that...
It's going to require effort on your part not to be ignorant. Well, I don't want to do it. Well, that's stupid, and you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to want to work harder.
Yeah.
And if we don't feel like it, we ignore that part.
Right.
No. I want this. I want that now. Now I want this. No, then fuck you. Oh, you just get to take someone's money?
For her multi-level marketing makeup.
Fuck that. I'd be furious.
For her vouchers?
Personally, it'd already be over.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I wouldn't want anything to do with that. Like, how dumb are you? Everyone's telling you, what is your problem? Okay, yeah, why don't you join Nexium then? That's, like, if you're going to fall for that, why not go for the biggie, the big one? That's still going somewhere. They're still in. Some people, I'm not sensitive about that. I'm just telling the truth. It's, people don't want to admit what they don't know.
No.
Well, you know what? Tough shit.
I mean, he's even kind enough to call it network marketing.
Exactly.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Instead of Nexium.
Okay, thanks for listening. This has been episode 3 of Girlfriend Translator. That was our last question
thanks
for today.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next
time. This has been episode 3
of Girlfriend Translator. See you next time.